August 7, 1932. How the light of the divine will makes one lose the life of all other things. It gives divine freshness, and one who lives in it is confirmed in good and acquires the right of citizen of heaven. I am in the arms of the divine will, although under the press of the privations of my very sweet Jesus. Without him the hours are centuries, the days are unending, and oh, how I mourn for his sweet and lovable presence, and I feel all the hardness of my long exile. But while I moan and yearn, the divine fiat makes its light flow over my pain, and mitigating it, makes me flow in the eternal waves of its acts in order to unite mine to its, and make of them one alone. Ah! It seems to me that it gives me no time to grieve over being deprived of he who so much loves me and one whom I love. And its light imposes itself over everything, it eclipses and absorbs everything, it wants everything for itself, nor does it permit the loss of time even over the holiest things, that is, the privation of Jesus. But while I swam in the sea of sorrow, my dear life, hardly as lightning that flees, visiting my little soul told me, "Good daughter, courage. Let yourself be guided by the light of my divine will, that will know how to convert sufferings, pains, my very privations, into perennial peace, and into divine conquests." The nature of its light is eclipsing, corroborating, strengthening. And where its light reaches, sorrows lose strength in life, and change into conquests and joys, because the strength of its light surpasses everything, and where it takes its place, all other things lose life. And if before the light of my divine will they feel other effects and desires, it means that the fullness of its light is not full in the soul, nor does it reign in her in an absolute way. Its reign is absolute reign, not conditional, therefore it has the supreme right of absorbing everything, of making all other things lose life, and of converting everything into divine will. You must know that every time the creature does her acts in my will, a beneficial dew reigns over her that conserves the divine freshness, and gives her opium for all that does not pertain to it, and oh, how beautiful it is to see her always fresh in her acts, fresh in her love, in her sorrow, awaiting, in it, to receive its due, to receive the opium, to convert it into sweet conquest of divine volition. Freshness renders her lovable, attractive, as a person and as an object. Old things please no one, and therefore I love so much one who lives in my divine will, because I feel in her our divine freshness, our charming fragrances. In sum, she gives of our things, and your Jesus encloses in my divine heart this beloved creature, and I form her, raising her completely in my will. So this noble flock of children of my volition will be formed in my most holy heart as so many little queens, as daughters of the great King. So, continuing my state of oppression because of the privations of my sweet Jesus, I thought to myself, and yet, even though I am deprived of he who is more than my own life to me, still I feel a profound peace, nor do I fear anything, nor have I any fear if it is through my fault that the celestial Jesus deprives me of himself, nor have I any fear that he might be able to lose me. I feel nothing else in my little soul than a placid sea, that although it murmurs, yet its murmur is nothing other than I love you. And this little I love you of mine asks you nothing other than that the kingdom of your will come on earth, and without ever ceasing to murmur, I make my little waves, again and again, in order to free myself from my exile and take heaven by storm so as to enclose myself in my celestial fatherland. But what? In vain. My waves fall into my sea, and I placidly continue to call out, "I love you, I love you." And I pledge heaven and earth to ask you for your fiat. But while my mind blundered, my highest good Jesus, clasping me in his arms, all tenderness told me, "My newborn of my will, it seems you go searching how to disturb yourself, but I do not want it. I do not want tempests in the sea of your soul, but perennial peace." The tempests, that is, the fears, the frights, the doubts, Their tempests would impede in you the continuous murmur of your placid I love you that must run and murmur always in order to conquer your Creator, so that He send His will to descend on earth in order to let it rain. Now, you must know that for one who lets herself be dominated by my will and lives in it, evils lose life. The fears of offending me, the frights, the disturbances, lose the seed in order to be born. The soul and the body remain confirmed in good. She finds herself in the conditions of the blessed. Evil has no more life for them, because in those celestial regions, in my will, evil absolutely cannot enter. Therefore, one who lives in it, can be called, and acquires the right of, citizen of heaven. And if she finds herself on earth, where my divine will keeps her for its great designs and for the good of poor humanity, it is as a citizen away from the celestial fatherland. But, despite the fact that she is on earth, she does not lose the rights of being a citizen of heaven, or of living with the same properties of the celestial fatherland. And although she feels herself as away, yet by right she must possess heaven in her soul in order to live not of earth, but of heaven. Ah! To live in my will calls heaven to earth, and its light writes on her forehead, with indelible letters, perennial love, imperturbable peace, confirmation of all goods, daughter of the Supreme Being. Therefore, always in my will do I want you, so that you can enjoy the properties of your celestial fatherland, that are, continuous love, highest peace, and divine will as life of all the blessed. Fiat.